Nolte, Biden flunks "Are you better off now than 4 years ago?" test. By John Nolte on May 21, 2024. Only 39% of voters say they are better off today than they were 4 years ago, according to a poll from Rasmussen Reports. Just 39% of likely U.S. voters say yes when asked, "Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?" reports the pollster. 54% answer no to that question, which was made famous by Ronald Reagan in his 1980 debate with Jimmy Carter. How bad is this result for his fraudulency, Joe Biden? Well, 4 years ago, the coronavirus pandemic was in full swing. The media had already declared former President Trump a failure with his handling of the pandemic. America was well on its way to 100,000 deaths. Oh, and we were in the middle of lockdowns, school closings, and an economic shutdown. May of 2020 was a very dystopian month in America. Nevertheless, only 39% of the 1,087 likely voters polled say things are better today than they were in the middle of a pandemic. That's a pretty serious failure for Biden. The internals tell us that 50% of Hispanic voters say they are not better off, compared to only 44% who say they are. Biden even loses among Black voters on this question, 45-44%. Rasmussen also polled on the two key issues driving the upcoming presidential election, the economy and immigration. When asked, "Which political party do you trust more to handle the economy?" the Democrats are trounced by Republicans by 12 points, 51-39%. Hispanics chose the GOP by 12 points, 52-40%. Even 21% of Black voters choose the GOP, while only 62% choose the Democrats. That should be closer to 90-10 in the Democrat Party's favor. When asked which political party they trust more to handle immigration, the Republican Party holds a 19-point lead, 54-35%. Hispanics choose the GOP by 16 points, 51-35%. Only 55% of Black voters choose Democrats, compared to 34% who side with Republicans. Again, that should be closer to 90-10 for Democrats. Think of it this way. Are you better off today under Joe Biden? Or were things better when America was locked down and 100,000 people dropped dead under Trump? Trump still wins. Come on, that's hilarious. We're a long way away from Election Day, more than 5 months, but the polling consistently shows Trump in the lead. He attracted between 80,000 and 100,000 to a rally in Deep Blue, New Jersey over the weekend. There's something in the air, and it might just be a peaceful but brutal revolution against the elite who lie to us, queer our kids, mock our values, treat illegal aliens like first-class citizens, treat us like second-class citizens, and make everything worse. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.